Earlier this week, AM brought you a report about the regional centres calling out for more workers. One of those industries having trouble finding and keeping labour is fruit farming. With harvest season approaching, producers say they don't have enough workers on their books. But a new report from the Bureau of Agriculture and Resource Economics and Sciences says horticulture farmers are having little trouble filling vacancies. Farmers are questioning whether the government is taking their predicament seriously. Bridget Fitzgerald has more.
The mango harvest is in full swing in the Northern Territory. It's a stressful time for grower Tu Saramat Rushkow because she never knows whether she's going to get enough workers to pick the fruit.
I'm a farmer. When I see the fruit, I start to get nervous because I don't know where my staff going to come from.
She relies on backpackers, but most of the time they don't last the season. It's hot, humid, difficult work. Tu Saramat Rushkow says somebody quits every few days.
So every few days or so, we have to recruit a new one, we have to find a new one.
But that's not the picture painted in a new report from the federal government's Bureau of Agricultural and Resource Economics and Sciences. It says horticulture farmers have almost no difficulty filling vacancies, with just 14% of fruit growers and 18% of veggie farmers struggling to recruit workers. National Farmers Federation CEO Tony Ma says that doesn't line up with the reality.
We don't think they line up with our understanding of the workforce challenges that the agriculture sector is facing.
Why do you think that that's a problem? Why is that so serious?
Well, it's serious if the government statistical agency that is looking at agriculture and economics completes a report that doesn't line up with what farmers are actually experiencing. And that's a major problem if governments are relying on these reports that suggest there isn't a major problem in labour availability and the agriculture sector has got a completely different perspective. So it is really troubling if that's going to be the basis for policy development and policy decision making.
Just outside of Mildura in northwestern Victoria, citrus farmer John Hedricks is nearing the end of the harvest. Most of his workers are migrants or people on temporary visas.
We manage is the word I could say at the moment.
He has enough staff this year, but he's expanding and he's worried about next season.
We're going through a fair bit of development here at the moment and I just don't know where I'm going to get that labour.
Farmers have long been insisting they desperately need a special agriculture visa to address labour shortages. Tony Maher is concerned this report will undermine those efforts.
Our industry surveys, we feel, are a whole lot more robust, may not be statistically, theoretically as valid as some of the government department's information, but we feel like it's probably closer to the mark.
The Agriculture Minister, Bridget McKenzie, was unavailable for comment.
Bridget Fitzgerald reporting.